And I have to interrupt poor Frankie there, because on the line now have Colm Maher. Hello, Colm. How are you?
Hello, how's it going? How are you?
Not too bad. A busy time for you there now on the Axis. Tell us about, I mean, you have a fantastic resume, and this one, Cleaners in the Axis, it's premiering there. It's having its premiere. That makes it easier.
It's having its premiere.
Pretty soon. Tell us all about it.
It's having its premiere next week, next Monday. It's been quite a long journey to get to here. It's an older play. I actually wrote it 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the director, Mark O'Brien, from Axis, has always been very interested in it. And over the years, he'd ring me and say, listen, we have to do this play at some point. And then finally, we got the go-ahead there before Christmas, and we're going to put it up.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the play. I think is there only two women in it?
A younger woman and an older woman, and they work in a four-star hotel in the minibar section. And the older woman sort of takes the younger girl under her wing and teaches her the way of the hotel and the unwritten rules and the way to get around the hotel and sort of avoid work and skive and make a little extra money from some of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a comedy of sorts, but it gets a little darker as the play moves on.
Okay, and how long is its run going to be?
Initially, 1 week. So it's going to be running for all next week. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a lot of venue managers in, a lot of producers in, and we're really hoping to. And I think as well, based on the audience response, we hope to bring it back again.
Okay. Would you have the capacity to do a Garth on it and say, well, okay, it's running for a week, but we're adding an extra night, so do you have to leave it and bring it back?
We can do that. We can totally do a Garth on it. I think the director loved the idea of, you know, we have this hit sellout run for a week, and then, you know, a lot of people are asking, oh, where can we get our hands, where can we see that play again?
Mm-hmm.
So sort of get a bit of a word and a buzz going about it.
Yeah. Okay, I have to say, your resume, as I said, it's really, really impressive. And just after watching the Oscars on Monday and awards and stuff like that, and you've won the Peter Ustinov Writing Award, how important are awards? Are they important at all?
They are important. I think more so just for your confidence that you feel you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
That your work is being recognised, because particularly writing can be very hard, very lonely. And a lot of the time people are just looking at script and finding problems with it, and you're trying to fix those problems. So it is nice to get a bit of recognition outside of that and feel that you are on the right track with, mm-hmm. with what you're doing.
Okay, and if you're writing, say, for screenplay or writing a playwright, two different, you know, people might think they're the same, but they're not. Are they two totally different disciplines?
Very much so. I think screenplays are very much more structured. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more constraints, really, on a screenplay. I think with theatre, it's a looser form. You know, you can set a play in four different countries on the stage. It's very easy to swap scenes, to swap locations. Whereas with screenplays, always at the back of your head. Well, I certainly am. I'm thinking of budget, and you know, if I write another location into this story, I'm thinking, well, that's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that informs the writing of the screenplay, which is a good thing as well. I think it's always good to have certain limitations on what you can do, mm-hmm. because it makes you think harder and be a bit more creative with the tools you're given.
Mm-hmm. And how precious are you about the words? I mean, do you allow room for improvisation, for instance?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not a precious writer at all. I'm the opposite. The way I see a script, it's a blueprint. You offer that into a rehearsal room, and then the actors, it becomes theirs then, and they want to make their own, and you want an actor to make their own. And so as they're thinking through the words, they'll find repetitions and, mm-hmm. and problems in the dialogue that I'm saying, well, let's cut that out, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, whatever process the actor has, I really want to encourage them to investigate the story. Because, and with the director as well, at the end of the day, everybody just wants to make this the best story possible.
Of course. The words are very, very important, but at the same time, it's the whole concept, I think, is really the important thing, is it, I suppose? Or have, exactly, have I got that wrong?
And you know, like, I mean, with cleaners, we did go through some changes, and, you know, the director would ring me up after a few days, listen, we're just going to cut a few lines here and a few lines there. Mm-hmm. But the concept stays the same. And the story, the structure and the story all stay the same. So, you know, I don't feel attacked. I feel, oh, great, they're just making my story clearer. And usually every little cut or edit that the actors or director have suggested, I think, has really helped the story. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of jealous that I didn't spot that.
And has it opened up more in Ireland now for people of your genre, writing with a screenplay or a playwright, writing dramas for a stage? Has it opened up a little bit more in Ireland over the past 10 to 15 years?
I think with screenplays, yes, because people can make films on low budgets now. I mean, with a digital camera, there's no reason why you can't shoot your own film and edit it on your own laptop. And I think in that sense it has opened up. I think more people should be really working on the script aspect of their filmmaking. Like, I do see some films and I think, okay, this script wasn't gotten quite right there. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, you know, it has opened up, and there's a lot of theatre happening. There's a lot of young companies still coming up, and particularly younger people. Well, for anybody writing, I mean, you don't initially do it for the money. You know, you're doing it because you love to do it and you love the craft of storytelling.
Mm-hmm. And did you always want to? Is this the genre of the business you always wanted to get into? Whether it be plays or movies?
Both, funny enough. Theatre will be my first love.
Okay, I'm just wondering, have you got that? People say that everyone has a hidden novel. I mean, you're obviously a very talented and award-winning writer. Do you have that hidden novel in there that you have buried in the back of your mind that you want to get out?
I do have a hidden novel that's sitting in the back of my mind, in the back of a wardrobe. And I would love to, you know, be able to take a month or two sort of hiding away from the world and working on that novel.
And do you have a discipline with it for writing yourself, no matter what it is you're writing? Do you sort of have a time, or does it come to you?
Yeah, no matter what I'm writing, I get out of bed and I do 2 hours straight away.
Okay.
If I get those 2 hours done, because I do also have a day job, if I get those 2 hours done, I feel great. I'm happy. I've got my day's work done. But more often than not, I'll get another hour and a half to 2 hours done in the afternoon.
So that's like your caffeine shot in the morning. Your 2 hours of writing.
Precisely. Okay. Yeah. And it's the best. It really is the best time. A lot of writers like Graham Greenwood or Hemingway apparently would get up, write for 2 hours, and then, you know, they go off for the rest of the day and do whatever it is they do.
Okay, Cleaners. Just give us all the details if people want to go to it, if they should book, because I imagine things are getting more and more hectic at the Axis now, and it's getting such a popular venue now for people to go to, that I'm sure people want to get in early for this premiere. And it's running for a week, is that what you said?
Running for a week, kicking off next Tuesday, and sales are good, so I'd get on. The best thing really would be to get online.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google the Axis, and that'll give you all the information there of how to ring them or how to buy tickets online.
Okay.
In the area, pop in.
Okay, I must get over there and have a look at it myself, because I love the theatre myself. And it sounds like it's a great play, Cleaners. Listen, Colin, thank you very much. And everything in the future, I can't wait to read that novel when you eventually get down to adding a few more hours to your time.
You're the first to know.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye.